Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting 7th. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting 8th. The catcher, Billy Bryan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic hits a fly ball into center field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Mejia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles strikes out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Aluzic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aluzic is 0 for 1 in the game. Aluzic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressoud takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Brian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brian is 0-for-1 in the game. Brian hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. Rakow hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Bressoud settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-1 in the game. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Rakow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling is hit by the pitch. Monbouquet moves to second. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Monbouquet moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone is hit by the pitch. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bressoud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Bobby Del Greco pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 2 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive towards left. Yastrzemski catches it and throws to first to double up Del Greco. Charles scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan is 0 for 2 in the game. Bryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 2 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bryan moves to third. Rakow moves to second. Arnold Early now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Bryan scores. Rakow scores. Causey moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 2 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Arnold Early. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chet Nichols now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 3 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.